I'm a mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a nonprofit worker, a youth minister, and a teacher. I live in a three-generation household with my husband, kids, and parents. Every day that I'm around my family is a blessing. I'm hoping to uncover and share those great blessings with you. So this week in our household, in the midst of pandemic, we have been trying really hard to do some activities that are outside while the weather is still nice, and to do some really thoughtful, kind of crafty activities inside as well, but structured time, because it's so easy to just turn on the television and let the kids watch, and I'm trying really hard not to do that, even as tempting as it may be. So we actually got some Oriental Trading Company crafts delivered to our house and have a whole bunch of Halloween crafts that we've been working on and did some pumpkins and have just been spending time together building some things. We even did yesterday a KiwiCo craft, which they're kind of like STEM crafts that the kids put together, and they create something and learn a little bit about science. So my son made a rocket launcher, which basically launches a straw across the room. And, you know, it's so simple, spending time together doing some crafts and building something and just kind of having good old-fashioned fun. But you need to be organized enough to be able to actually pull it off, which is hard in the midst of trying to do everything in pandemic. But it's definitely worth it because, you know, I can put up the kids' little decorations and they have that as a memory, and I want them to remember our house as one where we spent a lot of time outside running around and being healthy, and that we spent time together doing family activities. And this is one we like to do together as a family. So each week we gather together here on this podcast to do a little bit of breathing and then to read a Bible verse three times and to reflect on that verse, pulling out a word and a sentence and just kind of seeing how that verse relates to our lives today in this moment. Okay, let's go ahead and do some breathing. So I try to do a different breath or movement or yoga pose each week. And this one, I want you to just sit up nice and straight and place your feet flat against the floor. And on an inhale, we're going to breathe in for the count of three and exhale for the count of six, so that you're really emptying your entire lot of air that's in there. And then take a deep breath in for three, exhale slowly for six. All right, so inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhaling, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhaling, one, two, three. Exhaling, one, two, three, four, five, six. Last time, inhaling, one, two, three. Exhaling, one, two, three, four, five, six. Let your breath return to normal. And just notice how that makes you feel. Do you feel a little bit more clarity? Do you have a little bit more focus? Did it just take your mind off of whatever else you were thinking about or whatever else you were doing and let you focus in on this podcast a little bit? That's what it does for me. Sometimes I even use that breath before we say grace at the dinner table because I feel like we've been all running around, and it's nice to just center yourself for a second before you're grateful for the food in front of you. And so I encourage you to use that breath whenever you just need a centering moment or just to focus on something. It's so simple, and it's just an easy way to really turn your attention towards something in a meaningful way. I'm going to read the passage, and I'd like you to think of a word that stands out to you. And after I read it, I'll share my word with you as well. The first reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge you to be the same of mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, to help these people, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together, and with the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you all. What word stood out for you in that reading? For me, it was the word thanksgiving. I think that when it's fall time and the leaves begin to turn and the world looks so beautiful and we have this crisp, cool weather, I think that I turn my thoughts more toward thankfulness. It's just such a beautiful time in the world, and I become filled with gratitude for this season. It's one of my favorite seasons. And you know, this beautiful time before everything kind of dies in winter just reminds me of how glorious the world is. In Sunday school today, when I was teaching, I asked the kids, where did they see God this week? And the answers that I got were so sweet, but so many of them were about nature and seeing the leaves and running through the leaves and just enjoying the beauty all around. And so thanksgiving is the word that just kind of stands out for me today. I'm going to read the passage again, and this time I want you to think of a phrase that stands out for you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge you to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, to help these people, for they have struggled beside me in work of the gospel, together with the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The phrase that really stood out for me was, don't worry about anything. The whole sentence actually reads, don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. But I think that don't worry about anything stood out to me because I was thinking about the song, Don't Worry About a Thing, because every little thing's going to be all right. And I think that's something that we all need to hear right now. I think there's a fair amount of worry and anxiety going on in the world. Just because of where we are in the midst of this pandemic, where we are in the midst of politics, I think we've just got a lot of worry going on, wherever you fall in that spectrum. And I think that it affects us a great deal when we're in the midst of anxiety, and I think that our children are affected by that too. And so one of the ways that I try to address that anxiety or worry that comes to my mind is through prayer. And I try to teach my children that too. What phrase stood out for you? All right, once you've thought about that and thought about why it stood out, let's read it a third time. And this time, I want you to think about, what is this passage telling you for your daily life? What is it? How can you relate it to what's happening in the world today or what's happening with you? Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge you to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my loyal companion, to help these people, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel together with you and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. What piece of this passage speaks to you in your life? For me, I'm still thinking about that, don't worry about a thing, but more specifically about how this passage says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, which is greater than our minds can acknowledge or know, will help us to guard our hearts and our minds. I feel like that saying, if you're able to instill in yourself and in your children the ability to succumb your worry to prayer, to Jesus, to God, that your heart and your mind will be guarded by something greater and more powerful than you. When anxiety and worries bubble up, that you'll have the ability to handle them, that you'll either know how to address them or through prayer be able to quiet those fears and worries and anxieties. And isn't that something that we all need? Don't we all need a way to make those worries diminish or disappear? If that's something I can teach my children, I think that's so useful and so powerful, because regardless of who you are and how worried you become, worry is a thing. It's a thing that's promoted by the media. It's promoted by everyday life. And so how can we diminish that? How can we make it so that it's very bearable? I saw that there was a mental health awareness day this week. And I think this passage is just so fitting for that, because while we're in the midst of this very unusual time, this gives us such a unique opportunity to just think about how prayer and spirituality can really affect our hearts and our minds and give us that peace that all of us crave and need. And that's how it's speaking to me today. I hope you all have a really wonderful week ahead, that you take the time to notice the beautiful world around you and take the time, like I told the little Sunday schoolers that I worked with today, to just think about where you saw God this week, and also to think a little bit about how prayer affects your daily life if you use it regularly. Does it help to diminish those thoughts that are worrisome? And how can you pass that on to your children? What does that look like? All right, I'll talk to you next week. I want to end with a quote from Henri Frédéric Camille. Life is short, and we haven't much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us along the way. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and the blessing of God goes with us.